Today's scripture reading taken from the Old Testament is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 11, verses 1 through 10, which appears on page 602 and 603 of your pew Bible. Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 through 10. Listen for the word of the Lord. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And on that day, the root of Jesse shall stand as a signal to peoples. The nations shall inquire of him, and his dwellings shall be glorious. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our gospel reading for today is taken from Luke 2, verse 8 until 20. If you are able, please stand. The shepherds and the angels. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them, the words of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Amen.
We did not acknowledge Sam helping us with our work today. Daniel had previous engagement. Samuel, it's good to have you again with us, and we are grateful for your gifts. Don't get too carried away. He plays barefoot. Well, socks anyway. You've got a better feel for it. A lot of organists do play with.
Yeah, you don't have the shoes.
Yeah, the shoe's not an impediment. It doesn't get between you and your art. How's your homework? Did everybody remember their homework? Somehow this week you were supposed to do something about the Christmas season. Did you remember? I won't pin you down. Homework for next week as well. If we are Christians, they will know it. How are we going to let them know? I have to tell you my story. I have a car, and I got this lovely letter in the mail from the Department of Revenue. Your registration is due. Emission inspection is required. I was thrilled. Don't you love going to that place, doing all that? Got there, and it's cold, and a line of people, and it was late in the afternoon, and everybody was just, can we get this over with, please? Got inside, waited. My car came in. I saw it go through. It's all the trials, do everything. Some point, the little connector inside came unplugged. It says, restart test. I thought, lovely. I am just so tickled, so fortunate, so blessed. Test finally finished, and I waited, poised, and the gal came up and opened the door, and she says, Honda, and I stepped forward, and I said to her, Honda to you too. She gave me a look, and I said, Honda holidays, happy, holy, happy, wonderful Honda, and then she began to grin a little bit. And so then we added Honda to almost every sentence we managed to utter for a while. And she was laughing. I said, you guys have it tough. This is cold and the doors are wide open and winter and the stuff. And she says, it can get pretty cold. She said, but she says, we just do our jobs. I says, well, you do a great job and we're grateful. And she smiled. So maybe I got my homework done for the week. I don't know. That was one event. But it's small things like this that make us the people we are and people that the world calls Christian. May it be so. Amen? Last week we talked about the Magi. How many of you remember? The kids didn't remember what I taught them last week. I'm not sure. They were, but the Magi and the gifts, remember? Today we're going to talk about a different group of people around the manger. We're going to talk about shepherds. Shepherds first. Here are the shepherds gathered at Jesus' birthbed, gathered at the manger, gathered to witness Joseph and Mary and this special child born. What gifts do you think they brought? What wonderful things could they bring to celebrate the birth of the Savior of the world? Now you have to think about that a little bit because, you know, this is shepherds. Shepherds were the poorest. Shepherds had nothing. They uneducated, sometimes very young, sometimes very old, not worth anything else. This is about the only thing they could do is shepherd the flocks. Very little pay. Sometimes they had to steal to survive. We need to think about that a little bit. Sometimes we think about someone who steals is absolutely a bad person. But what if you're stealing to feed your family and there is no alternative? Let's save that for another sermon and another day. But here are shepherds, and oftentimes they were, when they came into town, you kept an eye on them. Because they might leave with more than they came in town with. But again, they had nothing. So here are the shepherds, and they come to worship. And what the Magi brought gifts. Do we remember the gifts? Gold and frankincense and myrrh. What could the shepherds bring? They would have certainly have brought some gift. Adoration. Adoration, awe, celebration, just that wondrous acknowledgement that this is the King of Kings. And this group, the shepherds, is part of who we're studying today because the other group is called angels.
You see, and the angels and the shepherds had a pretty unique relationship here. We just heard that. Neo read us the passage out of Luke, the birth narrative. As he was reading it, I was hearing Linus from Charlie Brown's Christmas. How many of you were listening to that narrative that has been so beautifully done? Here is the reason for Christmas, Charlie Brown. But here are the angels, and it's intriguing that they're here. And what is their job? Is their job to provide the choral accompaniment, replacing Don and Sam? Is their job to fill in? Their first job, first and foremost, was to invite the shepherds. My daughter, Sarah, in Grand Junction, is going to have a baby. I get minutely updates. I don't think she's excited or anything. It's pretty exciting stuff. It will be our first grandbaby, and they've worked hard for it over the years. And as I celebrate them, I know that there are others who can't have kiddos, and the heart is with them as well. But we celebrate. We celebrate God and life and children and moms and dads. But here, when Sarah has her baby, I wonder if she's going to have special invitations made for the birth event. I wonder if there'll be people invited to come and be a part of the gathering in the hospital. When I had Melissa and Sarah, it was me and the nurses and the doctors. There wasn't any special guests in attendance. It was also the middle of the night. Actually, early in the morning. And you've never done anything else but get up early in the morning, young lady. Invitations. How many of you are sending out Christmas cards? I hope everybody's sending out Christmas cards. How many of you are going to receive some Christmas cards? Everybody should put up a hand. I got some from realtors. I've gotten some from bankers. And you know how that goes. But here is a time when invitations, they didn't have mail. They didn't have texting. They didn't have Facebook. But an invitation from God sent out special. Now, if you're going to invite somebody, who are you going to invite to the birth of the King of Kings, the blessing of all humanity? Who are you going to invite? God invites the shepherds. Now, I've thought about whether or not it's just that they were the only ones paying attention. Because, you see, I don't know if you're like me, but there's never a moment in my day or night that there's not some noise, something going on. At home, I'm listening to the furnace run or the cars driving by or the ambulances going to the hospital or the helicopters. There's always something happening. And that's just at night when it's supposed to be quiet. And during the daytime, there's emails and there's phone calls and there's agendas and this nasty thing called the clock that continues to pound away. And so there's never quiet time. There were the shepherds in the fields keeping watch over the flocks. When was the last time you were out under the stars, away from city lights so you could see the stars, and paused and looked up at the magnificence of God's creation above you and just looked? We need to do that more. Was it that the shepherds were the only ones that took time and paused? I'm afraid I don't believe that. God would have made sure those angels had gotten to whoever needed to hear. And God chose these shepherds. These were the first recipients of that very first Christmas card. Was it a Christmas card? Or was it a birth invitation? It was both, wasn't it? And is this the first announcement, the first we hear of it? Was everybody completely astonished that such an event had occurred? Not so. That first passage that Nalu read out of Isaiah, this shoot coming up from Jesse, this is Isaiah. They would have heard it in view of their time, but We understand now this God preparing humanity for that one that would come, that great king, that just king, the king of understanding, of wisdom, of counsel and knowledge. Those are words that Nalu read from that passage. This is a king, the perfect judge, knows all hearts, can't be swayed, and is about justice and righteousness. And that one is coming. That was not the only passage. We could spend all morning here talking about different passages and references and anticipations of this coming of the birth of the Christ and the Christ among us. And of that Christ, we come to one of the most intriguing passages for me in the Bible. This description of what will come through Christ, the peaceable kingdom. Isn't that an amazing passage? The first time I heard it, I was a young man. I had little kiddos, and here they're talking about an asp. That's a deadly snake, very deadly asps. And a little child is playing at the den of the asp. And I just cringed at the thought. But the wolf shall live with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the lion and the fatling together. And a little child shall lead them. A little child born in a manger, a child of no riches or wealth, whose birth and invitation was to shepherds. Shepherds living in the field, unskilled, untalented, and the opposite of the wise men, the scientists, and invited, and an essential part of witnessing that time. If you haven't done your Christmas cards, I hope it's a holy time for you. In years past, it is. December is a busy time in the church. Today's a good example. We have to rush through service today so that we can rush off to church conference. And we've been rushing all month trying to get our reports done. And yours truly has gotten way behind on all kinds of things. And so there's this terrible urgency about all these things demanding our time and attention. And so sometimes I want to say, I'll send out July cards for Christmas. I actually had a committee chairman woman who did that. I haven't had the guts to do it yet. But to take time for the Christmas cards you send out and think of those of your beloved ones. Those people, maybe you haven't seen them. There are people I'm going to send cards to that I haven't seen in 30 years. And they are still so warm and precious in my memory. And I get cards from them. And I feel warm and beloved by them. So here's the Christmas card to us about Jesus. The angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. Terrified. How would you feel if the Lord and all the glory of the heavenly firmament appeared before you? Many of us would pass out. But the angel of the Lord said, "Do not be afraid, for I am bringing you good news of great joy to all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, who is the Lord." I help you pause and celebrate your Christmas cards. I help you pause and realize the invitation we've received to the birth of the child, the birth of the King, and that Christ's Mass is his birthday and a celebration of him in all times and all places. Amen.